From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Biologists are calling it a silent invasion. Foreign life forms, from zebra mussels to sudden oak death fungus, are taking over more and more American water and land. Biologists and others haven't had much luck in their fight to stop them, but the battle isn't over. We'll hear about efforts to keep invading fish out of the Great Lakes in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's John Nielsen.
Paul Hendricks, an earthworm expert at the University of Georgia, wants to send the following message out to everybody who fishes in the forests of states like Michigan and Minnesota.
You shouldn't be dumping your fish bait out. Bring it out with you when you come out of remote areas. Don't just dump it on the stream bank.
Hendricks says that's because many of the earthworms fishermen use as bait are European and Asian species that have recently been spreading through the forests of the upper Midwest. Most of these forests have been earthworm-free since the end of the last ice age, he says. Now they're not. Hendricks says this is a bad thing because these worms eat up nutrients needed by the trees.
Believe it or not, the population densities can get up well over 1,000 per square meter, and they consume so much of the organic matter and the microbial tissues that are there that they have a real strong impact.
Hendricks says the latest studies seem to show that fishermen are not the only culprits here. For example,
logging equipment with big rubber tires and carrying mud is one possible route for earthworm cocoons.
As a rule, the only way to stop invasive species infestations is to catch them early on. That approach is now being tested in the 4,000-acre Pondicherry Wildlife Refuge in New Hampshire, where several dozen citizen volunteers have been marking the locations of invasive plants with global positioning devices. Dave Gavatsky of the U.S. Forest Service volunteered to lead this mapping exercise, partly because he hopes to see it repeated at dozens of other national wildlife refuges, and partly because it pleases him to pull invasive plants up by the roots and jam them into garbage bags. He says this isn't easy when you're pulling up the plants found at the edges of streams known for their leeches.
You're grunting and pulling, and all of a sudden the root system comes out. You go flying backwards into the water, and you jump out of the water as quick as you can back into the canoe because you don't want to have any more leeches on you than you started with.
Finally, here's Jonathan McKnight of the state of Maryland with a tip for invasive species that do not want to be eradicated.
It helps to be cute in life.
McKnight made that comment while looking out at a family of mute swans on the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. 40 years ago, two of these swans were brought in to be kept as pets. But then they escaped, and now there are roughly 4,000 of the birds. Yes, they are gorgeous, says McKnight, but they're also hell on the local ecosystem, chasing off all kinds of native birds and eating up the grasses that other species depend on.
We estimate that our population eats about 10.5 million pounds of it per year.
Until last year, the state of Maryland kept its mute swan population in check by destroying many of the eggs the birds laid. But this year, a lawsuit filed by animal rights groups has stopped that program in its tracks. As a result, McKnight expects to see the mute swan population explode before long. To date, no lawsuits have been filed to protect the earthworms. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.